Okay, we're running about 15 minutes behind. The first item on the agenda is the Finance Committee report. LaVarne Williams is the chair of the Finance Committee. Are you ready to present, LaVarne?
Yes. However, a ruling yesterday that someone else wanted about 2 minutes before we did the finance report.
I didn't think it was before. I thought it was during committee reports. That's the Audit Committee and...
The request was before.
The requester's not here at the moment.
I can't proceed. Thank you.
Okay, great.
good morning, and this is LaVarne Williams, and I have the report for the Pacifica National Finance Committee, and I am the chair, LaVarne Williams. My report is brief. I have the report is there at your desk, at your table. Thank you. And just briefly, we have a listing of the committee members. They are Casey McFall, she's the secretary, KPFK, LSB treasurer, Dave Adelson, KPFK, PNB director, Baruti Bediako, WBAI, LSB treasurer, Brian Edwards-Tigard, KPFA, LSB treasurer, Jane Gatewood, WPFW, LSB Treasurer, Patty Heffley, WBAI, PNB Director, Lonnie Hicks, Chief Financial Officer for the Pacifica Foundation, Ambrose Lane, WPFW, PNB Director, Sandra Rawline, KPFT, PNB, LSB Treasurer, and Sandy Weinman, with two N's, KPFT, PNB Director. And also, the PNB ex officio member is Greg Coomer, who's the executive director of the foundation. The Finance Committee conducts regularly scheduled meetings. The minutes for meetings held on May 4th and May 25th, the meetings after our last PNB meeting, are available at our website, the National Finance Committee at yahoogroups.com. In addition, the National Finance Committee again, request that all NFC minutes are posted to Pacifica.org. The next meeting of the Finance Committee is scheduled for Thursday, June 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Major opportunities that have been successfully accomplished over the first 8 months in the financial community of the Pacifica Foundation include some of the following. First, we'd like to thank the finance staff throughout the network and also through the cooperative work of the National Finance Committee and local station board finance committees. Some of our successes include a budget planning timeline with due dates and assigned responsibilities. This is a result of a motion that was submitted to and approved by the PNB. A budget plan and conference call meeting with business managers and local station board treasurers to synchronize the planning calendar and develop camaraderie in the planning cycle and also to identify budget and financial issues. This was also due to a motion submitted to and approved by the PNB. In addition, over the last 2 months, the CFO produced the monthly results within 3 days of the close of the month, and also produced preliminary results by the third week of the month of May. So we certainly appreciate that. And the executive director produced for the Finance Committee a list of national priorities for consideration and for direction in the 2007 budget. Opportunities that the National Finance Committee plans to continue to explore over the remaining term of their office include the following. Upgrade Great Plains software package from the now defunct version 2 to version 9 with KPFA business manager Lois Withers, who has certification from Great Plains, consultant in the implementation in the five stations. Implementation of an investment oversight committee and work with the audit committee to determine responsibility. This was approved by motion and committee. Organization of a national capital campaign. This is also a motion that has been approved in the NFC committee. Distribution of an expense report format for use by board members to report board expenses. CFO to provide a financial impact form to be distributed at board meetings and to be included with all motions submitted to the board. Another opportunity is to structure a proposal for the FCC attorney and corporate counsel for the contacts and inquiries by all parties, including board and staff, in order to adhere to the legal expense budget. We also plan to implement a monthly review of all attorney billings. Develop a timeline of major projects with major financial impact over the course of a fiscal year. For example, fund drives, mail drops, any changes in terms of capital planning. Plan to draft a policy for signature authorization and approval levels for staff spending. Excuse me. Review and develop financial ratios and targets for improvement. We also would like to provide current headcount reports like those generated last year showing total headcount by position and by individual for board and finance committee review. And we also plan to review and get input on an assistant KFCF with the remaining cost of a new transmitter, approximately $10,000. KFCF is KPFA's associate station, which broadcasts programming for KPFA during the 1999 lockout. And KFCF has experienced a decrease in fundraising due to the transmitter issues. The following is the status of motions submitted and approved by the PNB in January and March board meetings and also on teleconference calls. There is a motion for GM expense reimbursement procedures. The CFO is to submit implementation plan for review by the NFC. The motion for a dotted line reporting relationship between station business manager and CFO. This has been quietly implemented. The National Spanish Language Budget, the CFO and KPFK general managers currently work in this project. Then there was the motion that the NFC recommends that the PNB authorize the CFO to procure corporate credit cards for the national office in each station, and that the CFO provide the PNB with details concerning all controls and credit limits placed on the use of those cards. And the CFO is currently working on a draft for this motion. The next motion is that the National Finance Committee recommends that on or before May 17, 2006, the Pacifica National Board authorize KPFT to use existing cash on hand in the amount of $27,500 for a deposit on a new 100,000-watt transmitter. The total cost of the transmitter is anticipated to be $65,000. Additional funds beyond the deposit amount will be provided through a capital campaign or a CPB grant. The expenditure will not interfere with KPFT's ability to end the fiscal year with a one-month operating surplus. And a motion that we have for consideration by the PNB that the CFO draft a proposal that categorizes income as listener support or major donor income for consistency across all stations, therefore allowing an equitable application of central services, and also defines major donor income considering possible donor levels to be applied during funds raised during the fund drives. And we have also attached the budget timeline and also attached the national priorities as given to us by the executive director. Thank you, LaVarne Williams. Questions?
Are there questions on the report? Sir?
LaVarne, thank you very much for a nice report. I have a question on page 2, which at the bottom, the second dot from the bottom, it says quietly implemented. What does that mean?
That means that the CFO and the general managers and the business managers have, their motion was approved by the PNB and they have made this happen without any any problems.
Were you expecting some?
Of course not.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question.
Sure, please.
Lonnie, what's the credit line on the credit cards that have been secured?
Well, what we're going to do is have a $2,500 credit limit for the stations.
$2,500?
No, for each station. And what we'd like to see happen, for the national office, we're probably going to use a $25,000 credit limit to pay for things like this hotel, which are now being put on personal credit cards, mine, and it's ruining my credit. And as a matter of fact, we're still battling with the Holiday Inn in L.A. because we haven't paid them. Unfortunately, that was on my credit card, so they're hassling me. But the idea is, why $2,500? Well, the $2,500, the philosophy on the credit cards is that they are to be used only in an emergency, and the $2,500 is for emergency use only. That's been the experience where credit cards have been used, for example, at KPFA, and they have been doing that for a number of years, using the $2,500 limit. However, I have said to stations where they need a higher limit, that we need to go through the details of that. And see where we can make accommodation. However, though, what the preference is from a financial point of view is that the credit cards not be used for things like buying premiums, which can be $20,000-$30,000 a year, and we prefer to have those go through the accounting department where an ordinary check can be written, as is done in most stations, and not have thousands and thousands of dollars go through the credit card. So that's the philosophy behind it.
Thank you. We're at time for that. Does anybody else? Bob, you have a quick question?
Yeah. LaVarne, can I ask you about this last page that's appended to the report that says national priorities? Can you just explain, has this been approved by the Finance Committee, or where did this come from? I don't remember it.
The national priorities were produced by the executive director, Greg Guma, in terms of we had asked for priorities from him in the National Finance Committee, and he was generous enough to give this to us when we asked for it, which was the next National Finance Committee meeting. And if you'd like to ask questions or if you'd like me to read it, you can ask Mr. Guma.
Just a point on time. We don't have time unless we move to extend time, and I'm hoping we don't get in the habit of extensions endlessly all day long, because then that's how we get behind. But if people want to spend the time, then that's the motion we need, a motion to extend.
Motion to extend.
By how much?
What, 5 minutes?
5 minutes? Is there objection?
No.
Okay, 5 more minutes. I had three hands, and with this question still hanging. My understanding of the answer is in parallel with the LSBs, where there's a discussion about priorities, our committee would look over those budget priorities, and at the point we approved them, it comes to this board.
Point of information?
Yes.
To the chair of the committee, is your recommendation that the national office secure a credit card? With a maximum of 25?
Well, in terms of the limits, that was to be submitted by the CFO for our review, and Dave just asked him in terms of what the status was on that. So the CFO needs to submit that to us, and then we can review it.
But he must have authorization. The national office must have authorization.
Absolutely. We're also working on a signature authorization level, so those two documents should come at the same time.
But the PMB voted at a previous meeting to approve an NFC resolution granting him the authority to go get the cards, and then we agreed that the
have we taken that action?
Yeah.
Yes, that was from a motion that was approved by the PMB.
That was at the LA meeting.
And why hasn't it been done if it was authorized?
I think it has been done.
He's drafted.
Lonnie, do you have a $25,000? Credit card for?
Not yet.
For Pacifica?
Yeah, not yet. Well, we weren't able to process it in time for this meeting, but.
But you're proceeding with that.
I am proceeding with it.
Okay, I think
to
it's critical.
To be sure, I have an incentive to. to get it done.
I saw Rob and Teresa. Rob. Teresa.
We passed a motion at our last telephone conference asking how much, what would be the financial impact of our training yesterday, and I'd like the answers on that.
Lonnie?
If Lonnie,
are you prepared to give the financial impact of yesterday's training, the cost of the training?
Right now I haven't received a bill, but we do have an estimate of costs for it.
Which was?
$3,500.
Okay.
And, Nate, I would like regularly to find out how much these PNB meetings cost. You know, $20,000, $65,000. I don't know whether we want to do it, you know, during finance committee or during your report, but regular feedback on, oh, by the way, this is costing us $50,000. I'd like to know that.
Mary, did you have something? We have two more minutes left.
Yes, the item, the 2 half-hour national newscasts, one English, one Spanish, is this to be bilingual? I hope this isn't a dumb question. Is it two separate casts or simply an English version of the Spanish one?
I think that the motion that was passed, I think this was probably a year ago, was a national Spanish language, so the details and how that is to be structured.
It was the English part that I'm questioning. I thought that we talked about bilingual, but whether we resolved it, I don't know. And that's why I wondered, is the English a totally separate newscast of the time, or is it simply the English version of the Spanish?
Thank you, Mary. I think we would ask Grant Guma to respond to that, or Lonnie.
In the national budget priorities.
No, that statement about the English and Spanish, though, the English is a separate broadcast. I mean, in essence, we're talking about the half-hour news program, which is currently produced and hopefully will continue to be produced by FSRN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're talking about two separate broadcasts.
So this is FSRN. Okay.
Yes. I just didn't name them as a priority.
Thank you so much. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay, we're at time now.